The following is an interview with Joanne Romain, the owner of the Lotus Clinic in Shawville, to talk about the arrival of two new doctors this month. So, could you tell me a little bit about this exciting news that you guys have at the clinic there?
Well, we finally got two new doctors that are going to start in May. At the beginning, they were supposed to start in February, but some issues came up, and so now they are starting. We have Dr. Shahabi starting tomorrow, and Dr. Mira is going to start on the 18th.
And so they'll be already in the process of taking on patients?
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about how that process works?
Well, the new doctors take patients from the list of patients waiting to find a family doctor. And those doctors that are retiring transfer some of their patients also.
So some of it's just picking from the list there, and some of it's just direct transfer, like you're
saying.
Yes. And as far as, so how many doctors does that make there at the Lotus Clinic?
11.
11. Jeez.
Yep.
So is that more or a high for you guys, or is it average?
Well, we've hit 11 before, and we're back at 11.
And these two new doctors, have they done residency or some kind of work in the Pontiac prior to this? Or
nope.
Completely brand new to the area?
Brand new to the area.
Okay. Like you said, there's some doctors on the verge of retiring there as well. Do you have an estimate on how many would be at the clinic that are getting near there?
That are getting close to retirement,
you mean?
Okay. So I know I have 4 of them thinking about retirement. Well, one is starting to transfer some patients, and 3 others are thinking about it.
And so these doctors, they must just get assigned through some kind of process there with the
there's a process with the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So they choose where they would like to go according to a certain certain criteria, and after that, it's either they get assigned to their first choice or they go to their second choice or so on.
And we just get a certain number per area based on the number of doctors that we have?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And so how far in advance do you guys know when we have new doctors coming and that sort of thing?
Well, it's looking like we might, we don't know very far ahead of time, but it's a work maybe that starts a year prior.
Okay. And as far as is there any requirements for how long they have to stay, or is that completely up to them?
No, there is a requirements from the government and the CISO, so I don't know those deadlines though.
The exact length of time, but they are required to stay.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
And but we never count that they're coming and they're actually until they're actually here.
No counting
no,
your
no,
eggs
no.
before they hatch for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.